Barbara, thank you for your time on the show this morning.
Good morning, Julia.
So what happens in New South Wales when a woman can't afford to have an abortion?
Well, New South Wales, like most other jurisdictions in Australia, has a very poor record of public hospital provision of abortion services. So most women in New South Wales will have to seek an abortion in a private health clinic, and most of those services, as far as I know, are very good services, but they cost money. So women who are on low incomes or who are young and ill-informed about how to access services, women in rural New South Wales, really have a big struggle ahead of them to find what could be $400 or $500 at short notice to access an abortion in a private clinic.
Right, and Labor wants to decriminalise abortion. Can you explain about the law? Can you talk us through the law here and how abortion can be criminalised but still practised?
Well, New South Wales, in New South Wales, abortion is more or less legal because of a court ruling, the Levine ruling from 1971. And this was a ruling where a doctor or doctors were charged with offences under the criminal law and found not guilty. So for the last 50 years, or nearly 50 years, abortions have been lawfully provided in New South Wales because of that court precedent. So on the one hand, abortion is still defined in the criminal law, as it is in South Australia, where I'm speaking from. But on the other hand, abortion services are widely available. And in fact, most women, and this comes up in research, most women don't know that abortion is defined in the criminal law because services are there. The bigger issue, which Tanya Plibersek's announcement addresses, is access and affordability. So the law needs to change because that will remove elements of uncertainty, and certainly abortion providers are aware of the potential illegality of abortion in New South Wales and in South Australia. But the biggest issue is the issue of affordability and the failure of the public health system in New South Wales and in most other jurisdictions to provide abortion services.
Right, and it fails women with access to the contraceptive pill as well. What barriers currently stand for women attempting to access the contraceptive pill?
Well, I think that's way down on a list of priority issues, although I'm really pleased that Tanya Plibersek's got a pretty broad appreciation of what the issues are. Mm. I think a bigger issue for women in terms of access is the availability and the cost of long-acting contraception, you know, which can be an implant in your arm or some kind of intrauterine device, because they can cost a significant amount of money. Certainly there's issues with the contraceptive pill, but I think issues around access to abortion, long-acting contraception, they're more significant issues that I really welcome Tanya Plibersek's attention to.
Sure. And if Labor is elected in, do you think they will realistically be able to follow through with this this plan? It is a $9.3 million plan.
Well, $9.3 million isn't a lot of money for the federal government. So I'm not sure that it'll be the money aspect that gets in the way. I have faith in Tanya Plibersek. And if she's elected to government, I and others around the country will be keeping the pressure up on her to follow through with this promise. She will, of course, have to liaise with state government health departments and state governments. The lever, the policy lever that the federal government has, is through their Commonwealth funding arrangement with state governments that funds public hospitals. So she's got a significant lever there, but it's state government public health systems and public hospitals that will have to implement the proposals that she's got on the table. I mean, I guess she could intervene and directly create centres. She's particularly concerned, it seems, by the situation in Tasmania, where access for women who need abortions is particularly dire, very, very, very little public health provision, and lots of women, as they've been doing for many years, travelling to Melbourne. So the federal government could directly set up a clinic, but in most cases it will be in collaboration with state government departments. So I guess that's a process of negotiation. And in the Tasmanian case, for example, it's a very conservative Liberal government at the moment, particularly on this issue of abortion, that the federal government would have to negotiate with.
Right. Well, it is a step in the right direction. And Barbara, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Julia. And can I just say, this is the most exciting development in the space of policy and thinking around abortion to put the public health system at the centre of the picture.
Completely. I totally agree, 100%. Barbara, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.